Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. This week we're looking at the shift from acquaintances to partners, working together with our neighbors to build great communities and great neighborhoods. It's Wednesday, so today's the day we take what we've been looking at, the Bible passage that we explored yesterday, and we see how it challenges and transforms our thinking on this topic. Yesterday we saw a story that Jesus told. Talked about the importance of caring for those we encounter in this life, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting those who are in prison, those who are sick, and so on. He listed off a number of these. And he said that when we show compassion on those in need, it's like we're showing compassion on Him. What's the consequence of this story? It's that care for others isn't just an addition to what it means to follow Jesus. He makes clear that it's an integral part of what it means to follow Him. In fact, it's one of the ways He can sort through who is pursuing being a part of His kingdom for eternity and those who've chosen not to pursue what's important to Him and what He values. It's that important, He says. It's like a litmus test of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, how we show compassion on others in need. He's making it clear that His kingdom is built on generous sacrifice. It was, most obviously, in His death on the cross, His dying a death that He didn't deserve, but doing it for us, for the sins of the entire world. It's clear that His kingdom is built on that. It's built on generous sacrifice and meant to be continued, to be practiced in every situation where we find ourselves able to help someone in need. He also makes clear that our compassion for others isn't just about feeling good ourselves or even just about benefit to that other person. Sometimes those things aren't even obvious and we're still called to show compassion. Even when there's no benefit to us, there may not even be an obvious benefit to the other person, at least in their eyes. But that it is an overflow of our relationship with Jesus Christ to care for others, to show compassion. On Monday, I told you the story of a neighbor who helped me build a deck. Well, his wife was a registered nurse. And I remember one day that my wife and I had been working in the backyard doing some gardening, and my wife laid down to take a rest in the grass. Well, she quickly fell asleep, and I was working nearby. I could see her, but our neighbor couldn't see me. So she looked over at our yard, saw somebody lying, passed out on the ground, and ran over to check if my wife was okay. Her vocation as a nurse, her life's calling as a nurse, was overflowing in that moment. She didn't have to come over and help. She didn't have to come over and check. She could have just assumed, oh, she's just sleeping. She's fine. But instead, she felt called to come over and check if my wife was okay, and I'm glad she did. It showed that her job wasn't just a job. It was her vocation. It was her calling. And Christians are meant to have the same kind of attitude to our faith. It's not just something we do one day a week. It's not just something we do in religious moments. But rather, it's something that overflows whenever there is someone in need, whenever there is an opportunity to show compassion. We're called as followers of Jesus to show love to our neighbors, not just with our friendship, not just with our words, but also with our actions. That's why we're moving through these shifts from strangers to neighbors, from neighbors to acquaintances, and then finally this week from acquaintances to partners, people who work together for a common good, where we show compassion and very quickly become partners in what we're trying to do. My neighbor came over to help me build a deck, but very quickly we were building a deck together. And we're called to show compassion in a very similar way, where it starts with maybe an offer of help, but we very quickly find ourselves as friends and partners in an endeavor. We're not meant to show our compassion in a way that sets us over and above anyone else, but where we find ourselves as brothers and sisters created in this world to care for one another. Now, sometimes showing this kind of compassion can be very easy, straightforward, and natural for us, but other times it can be very challenging. It can be very scary to show compassion to prisoners. It can be hard to know who's thirsty and needs water. We can wonder what we're getting ourselves into when we show compassion to others. Where does it stop? How do I know if that homeless person needs food or whether they're just going to go and sell it? Those are all questions that we ask ourselves in showing compassion, but we very often ask those questions in ways that can prevent us showing compassion in the first place. I'd encourage you to just get messy. Just get in there, and as you get to know somebody, begin to ask those questions of how you can best serve your friend, rather than allowing those questions to prevent you showing compassion in the first place. This is how Jesus challenges us to show our kingdomliness, to overcome our fears, to travel wherever we need to travel to help others, to do whatever it takes to serve, even if it's risky and we're not quite sure if it's going to work out or if it's always quite the right thing for the right situation. Well, tomorrow we're going to challenge you to get involved this way. But for now, I've got a question for you to consider. We've got a checklist on our website, in our app, or just follow the links to the extra file where you'll find a little checklist showing the 6 kinds of needs that Jesus specifically calls out in this passage. The hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, and those in prison. What do you find easiest to show compassion for? What do you find most challenging to show compassion for? And why? It's Wednesday night, so tonight's the night of our coffee house. And so you're welcome to join us at Starbucks at the Chapters in Ajax. If you have any questions, want to meet me, or just explore what it means to be part of our growing Christian community. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.